Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Next hour, President Biden and China's leader Xi Jinping are expected to begin a highly anticipated sit-down meeting in Bali, Indonesia. This is the first time Biden will meet with Xi since Biden became U.S. president. The two men will meet as their respective countries face off over power and influence in the world. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
Biden is expected to discuss the war in Ukraine and North Korean missile tests with China's Xi Jinping. But the topic at the real heart of the meeting will be whether the two superpower countries can coexist and communicate, even if they disagree about fundamental policies on human rights, economics, and technology. The meeting is expected to last several hours, but White House officials warned expectations were modest, and there will be no joint statement afterwards. Instead, senior U.S. officials say the goal is to set guardrails in a worsening relationship and keep communication lines open in order to prevent the relationship from becoming a full-out Cold War. Emily Fang, NPR News, Bali, Indonesia.
Residents of the Ukrainian city of Kherson gathered in the city's main square on Sunday to celebrate the departure of Russian troops. The forces retreated from the city last week, leaving major damage to the city's critical infrastructure. Turkey's interior minister says a person suspected of having left a bomb that caused an explosion on Sunday in Istanbul has been arrested by police. The blast on one of Istanbul's busiest shopping streets killed at least six people and injured more than 80 others. Earlier, the justice minister said it was thought the woman had planted the bomb. The BBC's Orla Guerin has more.
This is certainly the first major bombing here in years, and it has brought back an old familiar dread and an old familiar fear for people here. But for the moment, we don't know what the purpose of this attack was. The bomber has not been identified, although the authorities are saying there is a lot of CCTV footage of her.
Democrats clinched control of the U.S. Senate this weekend with a narrow victory in Nevada. That's taken some pressure off Georgia, which won't decide its Senate race until runoff elections next month. WABE's Sam Greenglass has more from Atlanta.
There will still be a lot of eyes on Georgia these next few weeks, even though its Senate race won't determine which party holds the U.S. Senate. A 50-50 versus 51-49 majority still has implications for lawmaking and future elections. But it's probably harder now for Republican nominee Herschel Walker to make the race a referendum on President Joe Biden, given Democrats will hold the Senate, whether he's the winner or it's Democrat Raphael Warnock.
An anti-government protester has been sentenced to death in Iran. The country's state media also says five other protesters have been given jail terms of 5 to 10 years. Protests have swept the country for weeks as people demand an end to clerical rule there. The death sentence was given to a protester who was charged with setting fire to a government building in Tehran. You're listening to NPR News. The influential British guitarist Keith Levine, who was a founding member of both The Clash and Public Image Unlimited, has died at the age of 65. Vicky Barker has this remembrance from London.
Levine co-founded The Clash when he was only 18. The group's punk sound strongly influenced by their contemporaries, the Sex Pistols. But Levine left The Clash soon after the group's 1977 debut album and joined up with Sex Pistol John Lydon, a.k.a. Johnny Rotten, after that group broke up. This was the result, the innovative post-punk band Public Image Limited. The music site The Quietus has called the versatile Levine one of the architects of the post-punk sound. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
Nelly Korda's first LPGA Tour victory of the year has moved her once again to the number one player in the world. Korda won the Pelican Women's Championship after surviving a duel with Lexi Thompson. Korda pulled ahead late in the final round with two birdies and shot a 64. She'd missed 4 months on the tour with a blood clot in her left arm. The top five in this week's Associated Press college football rankings remains unchanged. Georgia is in first, followed by The Ohio State University in second, Michigan in third, TCU in fourth, and Tennessee in number five. The changes occurred in the final five. LSU moved up into the sixth spot, while a commanding win over Colorado lifted USC into seventh. Alabama, meanwhile, barely held off on Ole Miss, but managed to move to number eight. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.